Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Time and Space Radio. This is Sheila Hawkins, head time wielder at Third Eye Group. I am your productivity coach with a revolutionary approach to getting things done. So if you haven't listened to Time and Space Radio before, you're not really familiar with who I am. So just to share a tiny bit about myself and what I do, I help women solopreneurs to shift their perspective of time and reframe it for themselves, meaning that we look at how they relate to time and what time is to them and give it that personalized fit. And then we build on that foundation to increase their productivity and in a way that helps them positively impact their bottom line. Because after all, no matter how much you love what you do, you want to see that bottom line and you want to see it looking really good. And being productive, knowing how to manage yourself around this thing that we call time, that's important when it comes to having a bottom line that looks good to you, that feels good to you. If you have listened to Time and Space broadcast before, you know that my perspective on time is much different. And so I've got a very unique approach to teaching people how to be more productive by putting themselves at the core of getting things done and ultimately ending up having a life and a business that works. So that's a bit about me and what I do. And, of course, you can always find out more about what I do online, and I'll share information about where you can find that at the end of our broadcast. So this particular broadcast is about being effective on social media without draining your time. We all know that social media, just like a lot of other things, is important to your business. It can be, and especially if you are building or running a global business. If you are already global or you're looking to expand your platform so that it hits various points across the globe, it's one great way to build relationships and cultivate leads and eventually make sales. So it can be a worthwhile thing to do. It can also be one of what I call the biggest time sucks that there is. How many times have you logged on to one of your social media platforms or picked up your phone just to check a status? Like maybe you made a post that morning. You want to see how it's performing or if anybody's made any comments or if somebody's got a question. But you pick that phone up or you log in just to check that status, and instead you got caught up in the newsfeed or clicked on a link that took you to a video or an article on that site, and the site had additional things that you stopped to read, or maybe it was something that you stopped to watch. Maybe another video, not the two-minute video that you clicked on to watch, right? It happens. And before you even know it, before you even know what's going on or that it's happened, you've lost 30 minutes. Sometimes it's more because it's really easy to get pulled in. It's really easy to get caught up. And, of course, there are other things that we can experience during the course of the day that will have you be caught up, not just social media. But social media is one of those things that, in speaking with clients, it's one of the biggest things that they have a challenge with. I was speaking with someone not too long ago, and that was the challenge. How do I do all of this? How do I manage social media in the first place? Because that's something in and of itself. Managing social media, having all those pieces in place, and then managing your time around it, managing yourself around that time, and being able to make the impact that you want to make on social media. So we're going to talk about that. So to make it work for you, to make social media work and to be effective with your efforts, you have to learn how to manage the amount of time you give to it and the best use of that time. Building and nurturing relationships is important, but how do you do that? Like, how do you do that? Manage your content and all the other pieces of the social media puzzle that have to come together behind the scenes. How do you do all that and make new connections without spending all of your time online? I know when Facebook first became a thing, if you will, I was really reluctant to create an account. But I had a friend come to me and say, hey, it's a really good thing to have a personal profile, even better for you because you're a business owner. And I listened to her. She's one of my most trusted friends. And I knew that she was right, but I was still reluctant. And I remember being sucked in. I remember being caught up and spending all this time. Like when I first got the account, spending all this time investigating and finding out what it was about and how to do this and how to do that. But all these different pieces have to come into play and they have to work together, and we have to get beyond that scenario that I just described to you, like being sucked in. And granted, it was my first time, my initial experience with a major social media platform, but still, I was sucked in. So you've got to figure out how all these things come together and the role that they play to make social media work for you without spending, and again, spending, not investing, all your time on social media, just having it drain your time away. We're going to talk about those things right now and how you can bring them together to make social media work for you without draining your time. And for those of you who are just joining us, you're listening to Time and Space Radio, and this is our June broadcast, and it's entitled, Being Effective on Social Media Without Draining Your Time. First of all, let's talk about what it means to be effective. And you may have your own definition of effective, and certainly a picture, if you will, of what that looks like. What is you looking or being effective? What does that look like? And if you don't know, you want to create that picture for yourself. What does you being effective on social media look like? Paint that picture for yourself. And let it be a vivid picture. Being effective when it comes to your time means doing the right things. So that means that focusing on things that are of a lower priority when there are top priority tasks on the agenda, engaging in time wasters and allowing other things to creep in are all on the don't do this list, right? That's where they are. If you're going to be effective, you have to determine which things are going to be part of the direct path to getting the impact you're seeking on social media. And again, it's about doing the right things. So effectiveness is not to be confused with efficiency, which is simply doing things right. And of course, that's important too, right? But you've got to know what things are the right things first before you can do those things right. So you want to give yourself this vivid picture of what you being effective on social media looks like. You know, what results do you want to see? And painting that vivid picture is going to allow you to feed into some of the components, some of the pieces that we're going to talk about here. So create that vivid picture of what your social media effectiveness looks like. And again, let it be vivid. Experience it. Record yourself. Talk out loud. Get it really vivid, because that's going to help you to be able to be effective. Social media, as I said, is definitely a good investment of your time, but it can be pretty crazy too. Especially if there is something that the media has put out there, right? Because they, you know, that's part of their game. That's part of the game they play. They put things out there focusing on or about the things they want us to focus on, so that something else can go on behind the scenes while we're not looking, right? So if something has happened or if there's big news of some sort, social media is really crazy. Your feed is just flooded, especially Twitter. You know, Twitter is a very different platform, and it moves at the speed of light. So social media can get pretty crazy. There are so many different platforms, number one, that you can't keep up with them. And there's always new ones popping up. The latest one that I've heard about, I should say at the time of this broadcast, that is Periscope. And I think, I'm not sure because I haven't investigated it for myself. I've seen it pop up a couple of times on social media in some of my groups over the last week or so. And I think what the platform is it allows you to go and have a conversation, like maybe broadcast, if you will, in a sense. But I'm not quite sure. But my point here is that there's always something new popping up. And there's always something new on the horizon. Like Periscope is something that I just heard about. Right now, there is somebody who is in the lab, so to speak, developing a new platform. Right now, there are platforms that you haven't even heard of. So there's all this possibility out there that exists for your time to just be drained away with social media. There's always one more thing to beg and to compete for your time and attention. And inside of those platforms, you've got posts, images, videos, podcasts, blogs, forums, all of that can take up a great deal of your time. And I didn't even add the people or the social factor into that equation, which is important because that's why we're there. That's where the people are. That's the reason it's called social media. You're not there to spend time by yourself. You're there to be social, to interact, to engage, and to engage others, especially from the business owners' perspective. That's one of the major things that you're looking to do. You're looking to engage people. You're looking to inform, right? So all of that craziness calls for you having a strategy and a plan. And they don't have to be elaborate. Some people get real nervous and start to cringe when that four-letter word comes out, plan. But it doesn't have to be painstaking. It doesn't have to be some 50-page something or other. It really doesn't have to be. This is another space where you do what works for you. You personalize it. What works for you isn't necessarily going to work for somebody else. Somebody else might not even like what works for you. But if it works for you, then work it. First and foremost, you have to ask yourself, is my target market on social media? 9 times out of 10, given the type of business that you have, yes is the answer to that question. And there are some businesses where no, target market isn't necessarily on social media. I have friends who have businesses and, you know, like two really, but I have them and their businesses, the nature of their business and who they do business with, like their ideal client, they aren't necessarily on social media. The vast majority of them are not there. So if they are there, you have to figure out where they are. Because otherwise, you can be wasting your time. Like if your ideal client isn't on LinkedIn, or if your ideal client isn't on Facebook and you're on Facebook because you like Facebook, then you're going to have an issue. You're not going to be able to have the impact and create that vivid picture of what you being effective on social media looks like. You're not going to be able to do that. So what platforms are they engaged with? Where are they at? They may not be on the platform that you think they're on. So do your homework. After all, we're talking about marketing here. Social media is a part of your marketing. Like what you do on social media, it should be part of your marketing plan. You know who your target market is, right? You know who they are. So you've got to find out where they are, just like you had to figure out where they are when it came to creating your business and your initial, say, offline marketing. So you've got to find out where they are. That is directly related to you engaging and doing the right things. You don't want to be on LinkedIn for a significant amount of time if your ideal client isn't there. That won't work. You've got to think about what you're going to talk about. What conversations are you going to have with people? It's not just about posting your products or your services or what I call see me, buy me. That's out. It's time out for that. It's about engaging in conversation, which you can do through the things that you post, the things that you share. It's not that difficult. It's about conversation. You also want to create your objectives. You might be looking to increase sales, engage your fan page, or raise awareness about you and what you do, and help people learn a few things from you. Whatever your aim is, you have to clarify that. Like you could want to do all of those things. Each of those things could be an objective for you, but you've got to clarify what your objectives are. That clarity will give you direction when it comes to what you're doing daily. That clarity is at the heart of it. So at this point, if you're going through this process here, at this point, you know where the people you're looking for are, you know your objectives, and what you're going to talk about, what you're going to share. Then it's time to think about strategy. How are you going to use social media to help you achieve your business objectives? Now, notice I said business objectives, not your social media objectives. Your social media objectives have to tie back to your business objectives. That's another thing that keeps you from wasting your time. Your strategy points the way, showing you to do each day. It determines what you do each day to make that desired impact or your desired impact on social media. once you know what you're talking about in general, you can determine the things that have to be done behind the scenes. And you can start to estimate the amount of time that social media is going to require from you each week. Then decide how much time you're actually going to give there, right? So you've got to, that's part of the strategy. You've got to figure that out. Determine how much time you have to devote to social media each day to reach your objectives. And what times of day are the best for posting on each platform that you're participating in? Because, of course, you're going to find that it's necessary to participate on more than one platform. You might spend less time, say, on Pinterest than you want on Facebook if that's where your people are. But Pinterest is a very powerful tool, and a lot of people don't know how potent it is for business owners. So you've got to really decipher where you're spending your time, but then how much time, or I shouldn't say spending, investing your time, and then what times are best. And there are a lot of sites out there that have everything from articles to infographics when it comes to the best times to post. But, of course, try those, and then, once again, personalize it. What fits for you? When are your people on? You might find that your target market is online trying to catch up, so to speak, in their social media feed after dinner because their kids are asleep or because they've finally been able to wind down. They've been engaged all day, and they've been checking in on social media through their phone. Well, now they've got a time to open up that laptop and engage more. So you might find that they're online at times when those sources say they're not or don't indicate that they are. Determine that you should invest 2 hours on Facebook. So maybe you split that time up into 20-minute segments or however it is that it's going to work for you. You might want to be online for an hour posting, like live, and commenting and engaging, and use the other hour, so to say, in schedule posts or for something else. There are a number of tools out there, too, that will help you with that. So if you're going to schedule post, check those tools out and see which one is the right fit for you. You don't want to use something that's cumbersome. And I'll tell you this now. If you're not a techie, if you're not a person who likes technology, then those tools may not serve you at all. They may be very potent, but they may not serve you, which means that you need to delegate scheduling those posts, which really you shouldn't be doing anyway because that is not your expertise. So find what tools fit for you, delegate that so that you can use those tools. To see where you should concentrate your efforts, too, you want to look at your current stats and your conversion rates. If you've got a fan page, Facebook will send you, if you have the email notifications coming, they'll send you a weekly page update so that you know what happened, how many likes, and who did this, and their demographics, where they are, and how old they are, those kinds of things. So you want to look at that so you can see where your gaps are. Once again, doing that is going to contribute to you knowing what to focus on. Again, being efficient. Then it's time to create your content and your content calendar. Now, creating those two things is really, that's your planning document. And you want to plan your post based upon the dialogue you want to have with your connections, your followers. Consider events that you're going to have coming up, programs and services that you want to share and promote, and where and when you're sharing that content. For the schedule post you're going to make, get them into the tool that you're going to use for scheduling. And again, this is a place where you can save yourself plenty of time. It's something you can delegate, so do it. It doesn't require that you do it. It doesn't require your expertise. You can even delegate your content creation as long as the person you delegate to knows your voice and has an understanding of you and your brand. So find somebody who does this. Like, this is their area of expertise. Take off that extra hat. Hand it over to somebody who knows what they're doing. Once the content's created and scheduled posts are loaded, you want to make sure you get time in your calendar to schedule for the time that you're going to invest in social media and be there, say, live. So posting and engaging and doing all of the other things that you've made a part of your plan. So you want to refer to that content calendar for those posts at those times. Use part of your daily scheduled time to engage. Make comments, answer questions, engage with other people on your personal profile, right? That starts to develop know, like, and trust and engage people. Have people get interested in who you are and what you do. And you can have great objectives, strategy, and content all laid out, but it's all worthless if you aren't in action around it and sticking with it. Not having social media be a drain on your time is about doing the right thing according to what you've determined your course of action is. Let it lead the way. If you need alarms to remind you when it's time to get online, set them. Get one or set one that will remind you when it's time to move to the next task, because you know how easy it is to get caught up in the social media black hole. And then you get to the point where you're spending your time instead of wisely investing it. So just to recap, know what social media platforms your ideal client is on. Know where they are and when they're there. Create your objectives and know what you're going to talk about. Remember that your objectives for social media have to tie back to your business objectives. Now, what conversations are you going to have with people? What questions are you going to pose? Think about those things in depth. How much time should you devote to social media on a daily basis? What does that look like? What are you going to schedule and what are you going to post live? Who's entering those scheduled posts for you and creating your content? And you may not be very comfortable initially, even if you've been creating your content for a while. It might take a minute for you to digest that it's okay to delegate content creation. And it can be a process. Have the content created and sent back to you so you can review it, or have someone you trust review it so that you can have the time to build that trust with the person who's doing that for you and eventually just let it go. So what times and time of day is good for posting and engaging? Get things into your calendar so you know when you have to be where and the amount of time you're giving to each time slot so that those alarms and reminders are there to support you. Get them in there to help you stay on track. You don't want to be online, engaging, focusing on the right things, and going overboard on time. That defeats the whole purpose. Go overboard, and you're still not effective. I'm going to wrap things up here because we're just about out of time, and I don't see any hands raised and nothing in the chat. So, make time to go through these steps. And if you are interested in finding out more about me and what I do and the opportunities that are available for you to work with me, check out my website, thirdeyegroup.net, for more tips and tools, information on tools and things that you can put in action right now. Visit my blog at timeandspaceblog.com. Thank you so much for listening. For those of you listening to the replay, the on-demand replay, thank you for making time to listen. And I hope that you'll join us next time.